News from Oroville, January 30th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Samuel, and Sean. The weather forecast shows scattered clouds today and tomorrow, with clear skies Saturday night through Monday. East-northeasterly winds, 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. Temperatures, 23 to 28 degrees. Following is an excerpt from last night's concert at Bharat Nevas. At Visitor Center, 9 p.m. on 31st January, live reggae with the group Zamsanga, 9 p.m. Also 31st of January at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, a concert of Piano Puja, impressionistic jazz by Hartmut. And a puppet theater, Kukla, the Little Mook, a play for young and young at heart, about 5 years old, at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall, Sunday, 10 a.m. Avishkar presents folk dances of Gujarat at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m. Avishkar means discovery, and it's been helping the urban youth rediscover through dance workshops and performances the roots of their cultural traditions. Avishkar's purpose is not to entertain the masses, but to assist the younger generation to experience the spirit and philosophy inherent in the traditional folk and tribal dances, arts, and cultures. That is at 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay, I'm Falguni. I work at Deepanam School. And I work with 7-year-old children.
Hi, I'm Preeti. And I work in Deepanam School. I also work with Falguni. 7 years old, we work together in first grade.
So Saturday 31st, there is a program here in Lebanon. Can you tell me more about it?
So every year we try to have some kind of presentation, which children, normally they love to do it for their parents and their friends. So this we had actually targeted for Christmas, but due to the weather we couldn't do. So now tomorrow we are having, on 31st Saturday, we are having this program. And it is a mixture of different activities, like there will be some shlokas in Sanskrit, couple of dramas, and Bharatanatyam, which is Indian classical dance, and martial art from Brazil, which is capoeira. So children are going to present these few things, which I'm sure they will love to show to their parents.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website, aurovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.